as if the sky were a curtain that drapes of the atmosphere part. A brilliant light spills onto the earth. There are no shadows, none. From whence comes the light begins to tumble a river of color, spiking crystals of every hue ever seen, and a million more never seen. Riding on the flow is an endless fleet of angels. They pass through the curtains, one myriad at a time, until they occupy every square inch of the sky. North, south, east, west, thousands of silvery wings rise and fall in unison. And over the sound of the trumpets, you can hear the cherubim and the seraphim chanting, "Holy, holy, holy." The final flank of angels is followed by 24 silver-bearded elders and a multitude of souls who join the angels in worship. Presently, the movement stops and the trumpets are silent, leaving only the triumphant triplet, "Holy, holy, holy." Between each word is a pause, with each word a profound reverence. You hear your voice join in the chorus. You don't know why you say the words, but you know you must. Suddenly, the heavens are quiet. All is quiet. The angels turn. You turn. The entire world turns. And there he is, Jesus. Through waves of light, you see the silhouetted figure of Christ the King. He is atop a great stallion, and the stallion is atop a billowing cloud. He opens his mouth, and you are surrounded by his declaration, "I am the Alpha and the Omega." The angels bow their heads, the elders remove their crowns, and before you is a figure so consuming that you know, instantly you know, nothing else matters. Forget stock markets and school reports, sales meetings and football games. Nothing is newsworthy. All that mattered matters no more, for Christ has come.